Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hello, Scott Anderson.
Hello, Doug Karch.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. That's more like it, huh?
I mean, if you like your offense to never have to punt.
Yeah, sure.
If that's what you're looking for, and then your defense getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're looking for, then okay, yeah.
I think it's just so perplexing because you just watch the team play and you think, why can't they look like that every Sunday? Every single Sunday. Look, offensively, just an absolute work of art, well-oiled machine. I have called them art games, where when you're playing an overmatched team, you want to come out of that game where everything's damn near perfect. And I mean, obviously, it's not. I mean, there's some things that we can nitpick about and things I'm sure they'd like to clean up.
Oh, there's definitely some. Yeah.
However, I was basically, for the most part, a game to behold. They moved the football and, showed all kinds of different weapons offensively. They could do it on the ground. They could do it through the air. Defensively, they certainly got enough stops. I mean, when you're playing an outmatched opponent, you want to dominate in all three phases, and they kind of did. There's some special team stuff again, but, Fipp is so well respected. I suspect that he will get it all cleaned up, and they're getting some guys back. But, I mean, it's just what the doctor ordered. It's just what this team needed. And it's just what our eyes have shown us pretty much for the last like three seasons, that this is who the Lions, they're more often this team than the one we saw against Minnesota. And you go, how can the Minnesota game happen? How can the offensive line look one way one week and completely different the next week? It's just, that's sports. That's the game. That's the NFL.
Yeah. And it helps when defensive linemen want to do stupid things, get themselves kicked out of games, and dude, take dumbass penalties. And
the Lions didn't fall for it. Like, this is what we talk about, and I use this term because this term was woven through my entire lifetime of Detroit Lions existence. Nonsense. The Lions, it was always nonsense. And there's less, significantly less nonsense under Dan Campbell. And, you know, I think people, they get a little bit sick of how meticulous they are in choosing the players for their roster from a, they don't want to take any chances standpoint. They want, they really do their due diligence and they vet and they want guys that, you know, live, sleep and eat and breathe football and, you know, are not going to be problems. And so you get the Lions, you know, there's two flags on Washington for personal fouls and a player ejected, and the Lions, nothing, because it gets in the way of winning. There's less nonsense. This is a culture. This is what a culture, a good football culture looks like, where what the expectation is for everybody in the room is to do everything you can to win. And it starts with their best players work so hard that their worst players can't help but work hard.
Yeah, it's leading by example. There's a standard's been set. Obviously, the culture has completely changed here in Detroit. And as Dan Campbell says all the time, they play complimentary football. Everybody's out there helping everybody else out by doing what they do. It was it's quite a game when you take some things, you factor some things in there that they had over almost 550 yards in offense. They literally were not stopped offensively until the last drive of the game when they went into victory formation. That they committed no turnovers. That they had minimal penalty situation. I think they had three penalties.
Three penalties for one
for
yard.
1 yard, yeah.
And two of them were kickoffs out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly. which were done on purpose. Hey, we're going to take a risk and try to, see if we can do a coffin corner here or something. But, whatever. It didn't penalize them because of the situation they were in. You had a running game that went for 226 yards and 6.8 yards per carry. This was just, it was a perfectly oiled machine last night. Now, did they leave some points on the field? Sure, they left a couple points on the field, settled for field goals instead of getting touchdowns, but you'll take it. I mean, it was just, it was one of those games where the offense is like, you could tell they just couldn't wait to get back on the field. Like, all right, boys, back to work. Here we go. And just march down the field, use everybody at your disposal. Jameson Williams had six catches in the game. They threw to Tesla and he caught it with two hands. Everybody was involved. And I think as often is the case, and we talk about this, I always start where it starts. It starts up front.
Yep.
The much maligned offensive line, again, answered. They've been really called out twice. To start the season against Green Bay, then they lit up the Bears for 52 points. And then they got called out after the game against Minnesota, and now they light up the Commanders for 44 points and never had to get off the field and yield to the punting unit. I mean, it was really, really good. Awosika did an amazing job. When you had Glasgow come out and Cologne had to go in, he was fine. It was literally next man up mentality, and these guys got the job done, and there's a lot of confidence now going into Sunday against the Eagles.
I just can't say enough about the O-line. Cannot say enough about the offensive line, because I think it's we got a really, really, really smart audience that last week was rattled because of the performance of the offensive line and because of the injuries. And quite frankly, there's probably very few things that, as it pertains to this season, scarier than seeing Penei Sewell laying on the ground and not being able to get back up. And this is back-to-back games he's had to leave with an injury, and back-to-back games where he has returned. This guy is a warrior. But from a standpoint of what's going to make this team special, it starts right there. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And when they have an injury to one of their starters and you have a performance like they did against Minnesota, where guys admittedly are banged up, you need to come back. What we needed, and we it's a game for the psyche. A mental health game for Detroit Lions fans to go out and dominate a team the way that you should. And, I mean, if you think about it, midway through the summer, they're probably thinking our starting offensive line is going to be Frank Ragnow at center, some combination of Glasgow, Ratledge, and Mahogany at the guard spots.
Awosika too, perhaps.
Yeah, whether they were considering a first starter, who knows. But and then you've got the two bookend tackles. And yesterday there was a stretch of that game where it was obviously no Ragnow. You had Awosika at one of the guards. You had Dan Skipper at a tackle. You had Tristan Cologne snapping. And it didn't matter. The offensive line mauled on Sunday. And that and protected. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks, no penalties.
Well, here's what I liked about the drive where Sewell got hurt. In my notes, I wrote, oh, blank, Sewell is hurt. And then right after that, they go 16 yards to Sam Laporta. And then it looked like, did St. Brown drop that pass? And then, well, maybe it was tipped by Bobby Wagner. But third and seven, they get 8 yards to Sam Laporta. They throw away Goff and on third. And then third and seven, they have a 9-yard touchdown pass back to St. Brown. And boom, it's like, okay, Sewell was out. We're okay. We're still going to manage to go down the field and do whatever we did. And it's exactly what happened. And then Sewell comes back the next series. And it ends up in a 13-yard touchdown run. I mean, they just had all the answers yesterday for anything that was thrown their way. Terrion Arnold, he leaves the game with a concussion. That's okay. Legion of Whom shows up again. Those guys are making plays all over the field. And Terrion Arnold, before he got knocked out of the game, made a couple of plays out there. So it's an encouraging effort. And yes, do I know that it's the backup quarterback? Yeah. Do I know that Terry McLaurin isn't playing in this? Yeah, I understand that. Every team deals with injuries, and you don't apologize for it. You just go do what you did.
All you got to do is look at the rest of the scoreboard in the National Football League. The Broncos were 7-2, taking on a 2-6 Raiders team. They won by 3 on Thursday night. The Colts were 7-2, taking on a 3-5 Falcons team. That game went to overtime. The 5-3 Bears had the 2-7 Giants, had a 10-point deficit with 6 minutes to go, had to battle back to win the game. The 5-3 Buffalo Bills went on the road to 2-7 Miami and lost by 17. Like, you don't apologize for blowouts, and you don't have to, we don't have to qualify anything.
No.
You know, they dominated in a league where it's hard to dominate. And yeah, there's some really, really good signs. And we haven't even talked about who the play caller was.
Not yet.
And we will. And we'll get to your phone calls and your feedback. Hey, was it a Lions takeover again? I always like to try and estimate how many, what percentage of a stadium, because I'm so bad at it. It's so funny because there are times where I go to games like Michigan games. What percentage do you think was Michigan fans? Like, I don't know, 10%. No, it was more like 30. Okay. How many Ohio State fans showed up at the Big House? I don't know, 5,000. Dude, it looked like 20,000. Okay, whatever. How many Lions fans were in Washington yesterday?
Well, if you trust Jonathan Vilma, he thought it was a 40-60 split. They're 40% Lions.
40%.
Fans. That's what he said.
40% Lions. God, we represent.
I think that's probably a little aggressive to say 40%.
No, I trust Jonathan Vilma.
But I'll take, how about 20%? That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 97.1. So that's Dan Campbell talking about calling plays. And so
when did you? I can't recall when the first time it was brought up that maybe Dan Campbell's calling plays. So when he's got the glasses on, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. He's got the menu in front of him. But he didn't. Did he start the game like that?
I don't know. It was early in the game where there were cutaway shots with him holding the menu and appeared to be reading the menu.
Because they start off touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. So it's like if John Morton was calling plays to start off, it's not like he did a bad job.
Do you remember Friday's show? I made the comments about kind of reading some tea leaves. It felt like a John Morton game. Yeah. It wasn't a John Morton game. It already had been a John Morton game the previous Sunday. There was something odd about the news conference on Thursday that had me changing my tune on Friday. Then I made a phone call and came away with the impression that John Morton was feeling the heat and that the heat was being turned up. And this is me talking. I don't know this for a fact. Right. Okay. I want to make sure. My sense was the heat was being turned up from inside the building on John Morton. And look, I want him to be successful. I want all the coaches to be successful, but that was my takeaway after watching Thursday, and it prompted a phone call. But I obviously didn't know it was this.
No, and apparently the team knew last week going into preparations that this was going to happen. But everybody is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone understands this is not like some big deal. This is nowhere near the same situation when Dan Campbell took over for Anthony Lynn. It's not the same situation. Jared Goff was asked about it. He basically said the same thing. It's like, no, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So I think they're all trying to insulate and protect John Morton a little bit here. And I think it's important that they do because they clearly value John Morton, what he means to his team.
Seems to be.
It's just a little bit different here. I don't know if this is this really any different than what Andy Reid did in Kansas City? Yeah, he's got an offensive coordinator, but it's Andy Reid, you know, and we've said this all along with Dan Campbell from the first year when he took over for Anthony Lynn. It's Dan Campbell. You know, it's his world. You're just allowed to live in it. And Ben Johnson takes over play calling, but, you know, it's still Dan Campbell, and he's going to have influence. He's going to be able to say what he wants. Just so happened yesterday's game looked like for a good portion, if not the majority of the game, he was calling plays. We'll see if that continues moving forward. But for the game last night, it mattered, and it was a near flawless performance by the offense.
I don't know how you can go back, though, Gator. That's the thing. And from the fan point of view, not that they're the ones coaching or making any decisions, they're definitely not going to want to go back to John Morton calling plays. And I think the difference with the other scenarios are, I don't care what you say, this was a demotion. They took the book away from him from calling plays. And he's taking it, I'm sure, like a good soldier would, and everyone's saying all the right things. But this is not something you want if you're an offensive coordinator who has been calling plays for 7-8 games to start the year and then not, you know?
Certainly not. I mean, the question is, what do you do with this the rest of the way? And if John Morton can contribute and help in any way, you contribute and help in any way, and you worry about the rest later. You just... Because right now it's on to Philly. Like, okay, we don't need to talk about anything else except how do they beat Philly. And we'll get to the bigger picture stuff later. But right now, how do we put together a game plan to beat the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday night? 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people. We go to Mark here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Doug and Gator calling from D.C.
Oh, cool.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think Vilma was spot on. Lions fans bought. I was at the game yesterday. Lions fans bought up almost all of the lower bowl seats, especially behind the Lions bench, and we were the loudest. So I think he was certainly spot on. Wow.
You think it was more Lions fans than Commanders fans?
Well, you thought it was closer to 40% anyway.
Yeah, 40%, and they left pretty early. So you know, by the third quarter, and the Lions fans from the upper bowl came down. It felt like a home game in there.
Wow!
And you know, the Lions they looked great. Look, when they were playing Madden, they could have done anything they wanted on offense yesterday. And that's the frustrating thing about the Minnesota game. It's had they made that adjustment to quick passes, probably could have won that game.
Well, I don't know what it was, whether it was an adjustment to quick passes.
I think there's different personnel, too.
Yeah,
Minnesota is a better defensive team.
You got to be able to run the ball. But at the end of the day, you look at the Bills, Okay, the Bills just inverted with the Lions. The Bills are coming off a huge win over Kansas City last Sunday. Huge moment for them, statement in the AFC, and they got on the road and they get smacked by the Dolphins. The Lions laid their egg last Sunday, come back and annihilate the Commanders. And I you know, it's just the performance from week to week is, you wonder why, and we kind of ask Goff this, how come you just don't look the best every week? And I mean, it's not easy. It's, and by the way, credit Minnesota for coming up with a hell of a game plan that worked against the Lions offense on that day.
Well, and Minnesota lost yesterday to the Ravens 27-19, but it wasn't for lack of defensive effort. Lamar Jackson was 17 out of 29 for 176 yards and one touchdown. They ran for 4.2 yards per carry, so they ran better against the Vikings than the Lions did. But, I mean, that's still, it's only 330 yards in offense. It's not a ton for a team that is as explosive as Baltimore can be. Vikings defense is good. Quite good. In fact, they stiffened up. Baltimore had to settle for a bunch of field goals in that game.
Jonathan is next. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, yes. I'm Doug. Hi, Gator. What's from up? Delaware. Great. I talked to you guys before. I went to the Lions Ravens game on my birthday. I went to the Lions Commanders game yesterday.
Yeah.
I agree with Mark. A lot of Lions fans is in the lower bowl. Oh, my God. Andy and Jared Goff. MVP, and I am going to the Lions Eagles game next Sunday. I think we can beat the Eagles.
Wow, you live in Delaware, and they've made three trips your direction.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's crazy.
Ravens, Eagles, and Commanders.
What was that?
I said, yeah. I was just saying, yeah, you get the Ravens, the Commanders, and now the Eagles. That's pretty sweet.
I live like a half hour away from Philly, and I think we can beat them. If Dan, I think Dan Campbell should stay play call as a play caller right now. Just smash Jameer Gibbs up the middle. You know, in Montgomery, I think right now they're better than Saquon Barkley this year. I think we can beat Philly. Go Lions.
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's any argument to not have Dan Campbell calling plays. what's the debate? Now, he did make the comment that you have your game day duties, and when he's calling plays, it kind of shifts everything around. Like there was the young coach that was standing next to him that told him to challenge the Khalif Raymond catch. You could just see him take his headset off and say, challenge that, and he dropped the red flag immediately. So there's communications. They have to shift around some responsibilities, and other people have to step it up, and that's perfectly fine. But it does shift around a lot of people's responsibilities. But look, they were able to do it yesterday. It's going to be really, really interesting if they can do it against Philly. If the Lions offense looks like this kind of well-oiled machine, or I mean, not even, they don't even have to look this good, but if they're good on Sunday against the Eagles, you can pretty much lock this in the rest of the season. I don't know that you can't do that already, but 248-539-9797. Hey, on Mondays we do Champ and Chump of the Weekend. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stunk? We will get to our nominations today at 10:35. Brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. That at 10:35. We'll get your Champ and Chump votes in as well. Who do you got for Champ and Chump on the weekend? It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, so that's Jared Goff talking about when Anthony Lynn was offensive coordinator and Dan Campbell took over calling plays 4 or 5 years ago, whatever that was, first season. And this situation, he made it clear, not the same thing. And I hope that they've got a harmonious workflow, like that John Morton is indeed contributing, and I'm sure he's not fine with it. Maybe he is, but whatever he is adding, I hope it has value to the head coach, because big picture thinking, sure, there's a lot of questions. But right now it's all about Philly. Well, how can John Morton help Dan Campbell and vice versa get ready for the best offensive game plan against Philly this coming Sunday? And by the way, Jared Goff will join us tomorrow, as he does. And I'm going to ask him about the fan takeover. If you were there, or, you're a big Lions fan that likes to travel, I just don't know that. Certainly, we've never seen anything like this. There are teams that travel well. Cowboys fans show up all over the place. Pittsburgh fans travel well. Everybody shows up in L.A. But the Lions is, and the fans taking over stadiums, a great phenomenon. I just looking forward to talking to Jared about that and maybe some of the subtleties and the difference in the game plan with Dan Campbell. But I probably won't go into too much detail. We'll ask nonetheless. 248-539-9797. Dan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen. It was insane, the amount of Lions fans there. It really was. I think it was over 50%, personally. I never seen anything like it. In fact, me and my son flew into D.C. on standby because he works for Delta, and we just figured we were going to fly back to Detroit, stand by, and get a flight. We couldn't buy a flight back today. We had to rent a vehicle just to get back to Detroit. We're in Pennsylvania right now because we could not get a flight back.
Yeah, that's a problem in the country right now, getting flights.
That's true.
Yeah, that included, of course. But all I can say is Lions fans showed up and true colors yesterday in D.C., big time.
Yeah, must have been fun.
It was a blast. It was a blast. I will say this, the Commander fans were extremely polite. I've been to other places before, and maybe not so much, but they were great as well.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And I always, it's supposed to be fun, and it's fun to have, harmless back and forth. And basically we're all the same, just rooting for different people.
Right. A different jersey. That's all.
Yeah. So I'm glad that they were welcoming. And I always say, file that away and let's be the same way when other fans come in. We'll make your life on your team miserable, but welcome to Detroit.
Have a good time.
Yeah. It must have been fun to be a part of that, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was we had a tailgate out in the parking lot that was put on by the Commander fans. It's like, for example, they made chili dog for us is one of the things they made, because we know you guys like chili dogs. So, yeah, they were great, and it was just a great time, and God bless Detroit for showing up the way they did.
That's cool. Hey, thank you for sharing. 248-539-9797. Gator, you ready for Champ and Chump?
I am.
All right. I will start. My champ of the weekend is Dan Campbell. Took charge. Team made a statement. I don't know what else has to be said. Guy did a heck of a job calling plays yesterday. Dan Campbell, my champ of the weekend.
My champ of the weekend, I'm going to go with Michigan State hockey. They had a big duel over the weekend against Penn State, and they swept the Nittany Lions 2-1 in overtime in the game on Friday night, and then they skunked them 5-0 on Saturday night. Trey Augustine, the goaltender, is having a great start to the season, 1.41 goals against right now, and a .944 save percentage. Great start for the Spartans, who are number one in the country.
A little college puck getting some love. My chump of the weekend is the New York Giants. The Giants had the Bears down 10 inside of 7 minutes to go with the football. Let them off the hook. I like to see them hang an L on the Chicago Bears. They couldn't hang on. Gave up two late touchdowns to lose. The Giants, my chump of the weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. New York, you did nothing for us, and then you get your quarterback concussed. My chump is going to be the Wings hockey. I mean, the Red Wings, they've dropped 3 in a row, 4 of the last 5 games. Just when we start to get excited about them, they go ahead and do this, and now we're like, what's going on? Back to square one, not hammering home scoring chances, and my God, there were tons of opportunities in yesterday's game. They could not bury it, and it's really frustrating. I guess lone bright spot, Nate Danielson recalled from Grand Rapids, and he acclimated himself just fine, played a bunch of minutes in the game, and was 0 in the plus-minus category. So good to see him playing. But 3 out of 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5 is not good.
Get your champ and chump votes in, brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stunk? 248-539-9797. Let's go to John next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks. You want to hear the chump or champ?
Both.
So, let me start off with my chump. It'd be the New York Jets. They're taking themselves out of the running of the first pick overall.
All right. Yeah, I'm stunned they won that game, to be honest. Not that Cleveland's great, but I was surprised they won.
I was happy they won.
I like my Aaron
champ,
Glenn.
Yeah.
Can I give you my champ?
Yes. Sorry.
Seeing the President of the United States on TV yesterday, that was great. He's my champ.
What a rare appearance.
Really great.
See him on television.
Yeah, and the old picture of him.
He got quite a reception.
Yeah, that was quite a two-minute booing reception he got, but good for that. Yeah.
Sal, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sal.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, I had a quick comment. I'm from Katy, Texas, but from the way I used to live in Detroit, Canton.
Katy, Texas.
Yeah.
Home of Cale Kamalafe, who plays running back for Northwestern. And Jalen Milroe, right? Isn't Jalen Milroe from Katy?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Yeah, a quick comment. I agree with what you were saying, Doug. I believe we should just call the plays per game and just see how it goes. Let MCDC do his thing and put the team in the best position to win and just take each game day by day per week and just see how things turn out. Like you say, I think we should do it for the team and put them in the best position to win.
I have no idea that there's any argument against. we like to come up with debate points and things that we can discuss and what's the right thing to do. Is there any doubt that he's going to be calling plays moving forward?
I think he's going to continue to call plays moving forward.
Yeah,
but like I say, he should do whatever we have to do to put the team in the best position to win.
Yep.
And we just have to eliminate the emotions and just move forward and win as many games as we possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hope that they can just, for the betterment of the team, whatever role John Morton's playing now, contribute in any way you can. And I suspect if he wasn't able to do that, they probably would move on. He would either move on or they would move on. But
I think he's probably got a massive role with this team. He is the offensive coordinator. It just happened that maybe he wasn't calling plays as much yesterday as he has in the past. But during the week, he's got a huge role. I think during the game, he's got a huge role. But play calling is going to be changed. I don't know if Dan Campbell is going to call plays the rest of the way. I don't know. Obviously, the returns are pretty good yesterday, but I thought, I don't know if Dan Campbell started the game calling plays, and they started the game with three straight touchdown drives.
It looked like he did, but you don't know if he's going to be doing it moving forward. Do you think this is something that might not happen?
I think it's something where it could be just a work in progress to see what they decide to do game to game by game. I wouldn't surprise me in the least if they decided at some point to, all right, you can hand it back to you or whatever, or you get the first half, well, I get the second half. I don't know how they're going to work it. I have no idea.
I'd be pretty shocked given the results. I mean, something could happen, but I don't know that there's any chance there's anything other than him calling play Sunday against Philly.
I mean, the fact that this team had over 500 yards in offense this week, and they did it in week two when it was John Morton. So both guys have had incredible success calling plays for this. But look, I like what I saw yesterday. I want to veer from that at all. But I trust that Dan Campbell and crew know what they're doing and how to manage their own staff.
248-539-9797. Charles is next on 97.1. Hello, Charles.
How we doing, gentlemen?
We're good, Charles.
Hey, so my champ of the weekend is Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and the number one seed Detroit Pistons, baby. And yeah. My chump is the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. They looked god-awful last night.
Well, a few things. One is I really wanted to give the Pistons some love with champ and chump, and we'll talk about them today. After that blowout loss, they've won 8 of 9. They're the top spot in the Eastern Conference right now. Cade looks like a superstar. Like the last 6 games, he seems like he goes over 30 every night. He's been elite in the fourth quarter. Jalen Duren was great in the fourth quarter yesterday. They play again tonight. They are really, really fun to watch. And we've got, that's kind of, on this day, it'll probably be on the back burner, but it is significant. It feels significant what's going on down there at LCA with that group.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, after 2 years ago, man, just feeling terrible as a Pistons fan, now to be number one seed, I mean, even though it's early, it feels great, man. So
I mean, the last 5 games, I just took a look at the game logs for Cade Cunningham and for Jalen Duren. Jalen Duren is averaging 24-14 over his last 5 games, 84% shooting free throws, by the way. Cade Cunningham is averaging 29 points and over 11 assists a game over his last 5 games. And just 3.2 turnovers per game during that stretch. That was a big knock on Cade, right? Turned the ball over way too much. I'll take an 11-3 assist-to-turnover ratio any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been super impressed with the leap that Duren's seemingly made so far this season. I mean, he's just looking great. So, yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Steelers, I'll stick by my prediction. They collapse in the second half of the season. Last night, I hope, was the beginning. My hope. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, so I guess I admit I hope it. But Rodgers did not play well last night.
Yeah, they may want to rethink that whole let's bring back Aaron Rodgers thing.
The one of those interceptions wasn't his fault. Completely on the receiver. A ball that was delivered on the money tip. But, I wasn't sad to see them lose. 248-539-9797. What are you laughing at back
No,
there?
It just looks like Rodgers, he's 40 years plus old now. He's more irritated than ever. Like, but the old Rodgers would have been upset, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But now you could see visibly him just MFing these guys going, how can you drop that? Where are you running? Like, he is so angry.
Yeah.
And his teammates, they can't win. Like, they're trying everything they can for it. I think they really want to please
him. They do.
Tackling him after they have a big winning drive and Aaron Rodgers gets pissed off about being tackled.
Yeah, he's just an old man not having it anymore.
Yeah. No. He's reached that point,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Get off me.
There you go, Jared Goff talking about Dan Campbell calling plays. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, champ and chump votes flowing in. Let's get back to your phone calls. Corey is in Detroit, and he is next. Hello, Corey.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, it's always a good Monday when the Lions win, man.
It helps.
I'm going to give a champ to I'm going to do a double champ. I'm going to do it to the Detroit Pistons, number one in the East. Cade and Jalen Duren is looking like the number one duo in the league right now. And then Dan Campbell. I called and chumped Johnny Morton last week for his play calling. But yesterday was probably the first game since week 2 that I've seen the offense look completely dominant. all the way through the game. Some will argue week three against the Ravens, but I think that was more defensive than anything. And then for my chump, it might be overly critical because we got a win yesterday, but I got to go our special teams. Like, we got another block kick, kickoff returns. We're not getting anywhere. We're getting a lot of holding penalties. We didn't punt the ball yesterday, but even punt return, we didn't get any good returns. So that's my championship for the week.
So, I mean, if you're Dave Phipp, okay, if you're the special teams coordinator, Corey, and obviously we'll allow you to have your vote, you got some stuff that you probably aren't happy about. It's not a game of perfect. Other teams are going to make plays, but it's back-to-back weeks with a block kick and a long kick return, and I'm sure he'll want to tighten those things up. There's a reason, though, why he's well-respected. I think the guy in charge, being on the job, he will fix it. I doubt this will continue. He's got a long history of being a good special teams coordinator, so I got faith in him. But the last couple weeks, I'm sure he's not thrilled with some of the results. Because, you want to be perfect. You strive to be perfect, and they have not been that.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks has been underwhelming, to say the least. It just hasn't been good enough. Like, I don't want to see Jack Fox on the field. I'm happy about that. I'm glad the offense did their thing yesterday. But as far as punt return, kickoff, kick return, we have to do way better. That's a big part of the game, and we got to do way better if we're going to try to take a run and win a Super Bowl this week.
Corey, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Again, you're not going to be perfect, and imperfect teams win the Super Bowl every year because there's no such thing as a perfect team. You just got to do enough, as you said and pointed out earlier this hour, complementary football.
Mm-hmm.
When one of the three facets of the game lets you down, the other two pick you up is what you're hoping, because it's going to happen. I mean, yesterday was a damn near perfect performance offensively. I think it's hysterical that they had three penalties for 1 yard. I don't even know how that's...
I know.
Two of the penalties were kickoffs out of bounds, and I'm like, how can it be three penalties for 1 yard? The other one, I believe, was a defensive holding or a DPI on...
Was Rakasin?
It was him or Avante Maddox. And there was a decline penalty. I think it was Rakasin on the a DPI down the sidelines on a ball that ended up being caught, but...
Yeah, it's statistically, there's a lot to like yesterday. Here's another anomalation. the two teams combined to go 5 for 5 on fourth down.
Did they?
Yeah. Lions, I think, were 2 for 2, and the Commanders were 3 for 3.
Interesting. Joe is next on 97.1. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good. I got a champ. I'm not sure who knew the rule, but whoever on the Lions staff knew the rule about the kickoffs after the personal foul penalties on the extra points. Yeah, usually that's us not knowing rules, like the red challenge flag. I can't remember who threw it. Bobby Ross, maybe? No, not Bobby Ross.
Jim Schwartz,
yeah, you got it. And then finding out rules like the batted ball out of the end zone. Yeah, I was impressed when he kicked right out of bounds. I was like, what are you doing? You know, and then the announcers were like, oh, yeah, now they only get it at the 25. I thought that was great.
All right, I tell you what, Joe, I had the same thought. I'm like, what are you doing? And then they're like, oh, there's not a real penalty for that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's only a net of 10 yards because he kicked it from the 50. So I was like, oh, now we're only, you know, they take it at the 40. But anyway, that just shows the level of professionalism, or they're knowing behind the scenes. They're more involved in the whole rule thing now. And Chump, I got to go with some hockey as well. I got a screenshot of the standings a week or and a half or so ago when the Wings were first and the Maple Leafs were last. Leafs are my team. They're my Chumps because I've been waiting to send a screenshot back, and they lost back-to-back games this weekend. They could have took it over, could have been ahead of the Wings. They're still behind a point, and I'm still mad about the Marner thing.
So are we.
Well, yeah, you guys didn't get them, but I'm
desperately
still
disappointed in the Maple Leafs.
I'm mad at the fans. The fans chased them out of town.
I'm bitter about the weekend the Maple Leafs had, aren't you?
Should be. Damn you, Toronto.
Yeah. I don't know if the Maple Leafs are going to make a legitimate run at Chump of the Weekend.
Maybe not.
248-539-9797. All right, get your Tampa chump boats in. So I would say, you know, last week we got on the air and we talked about Hank Fraley, the offensive line coach, and you called it a Hank Fraley game.
Mm-hmm.
I think on Friday I called it a John Morton game. You called it a Hank Fraley game. By the time Sunday rolled around, little did we know that John Morton had basically already, I don't want to say replaced, but I mean, let's face it, he wasn't calling plays on Sunday. It turned out it was more of a Hank Fraley game. Hank Fraley, this is why he's a good O-line coach. On the job, and yesterday, whether it was Tristan Colon in there, obviously Owusika getting the start, Dan Skipper in, had some snaps at right tackle, it didn't matter. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks, no penalties. And they ran the ball.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of pressure on Jared Goff. There were some plays where there was pressure, but, I mean, it felt like just a handful. And did the Lions have 68 plays in the game, if I'm not mistaken?
Oh, they had a bunch.
68 plays for 546 yards.
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good. And, you know, I mean, Fraley, I don't know, I don't know the first thing about coaching and line play or anything like that. But I can look at the results and go, that was a damn good offensive line. And, you know, they go from, all right, whatever they did against Washington, big test coming up on Sunday. I said to Kang, I'm almost ready to start previewing Philly right now. And he's like, no, let's not do that yet. But I can peek early in the week here getting ready for Philly because this is such a massive game on tap for this team.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one. Anybody catch a Jonathan Vilma misidentified Hank Fraley as...
Deion Branch?
Yeah, he has a tendency to do with the Lions games for some reason.
It's okay. I cut him a break because he, during the Trump interview, he threw the 6-7 line at him twice.
Oh, God.
And it, both times it went way over his head, which I thought was hysterical.
Because he probably shouldn't be doing that.
Probably shouldn't be doing it in the first place, but nonetheless, I mean, I did laugh. Because he's trying so hard.
Doug, I didn't want you to start previewing the Eagles game. Because we have a lot to talk about from y'all yesterday.
Yep.
But the Lions can definitely preview the Eagles game and get ready for them. Dan Campbell, staff, go for it.
Yeah, you're ready. Not a whole lot to revisit from yesterday. You guys were near perfect.
It's crazy to think about where we were mentally last week with the Minnesota performance and then nothing done at the trade deadline. And the shows that we did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If they go beat the Eagles Sunday night, it's going to be just the opposite. We're going to be dealing with a fan base that is chesty, absolutely chesty.
Well, I think I'll speak for myself. I think what we're going to be doing is a lot of tiptoeing through the rest of the season on eggshells, making sure we don't get any more injuries or have any more injuries. That's the number one thing, because my first thought yesterday when I saw Penei Sewell go down was, oh, damn, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline to help fortify the offensive line. And fortunately, he was fine.
He went to the tent. I have to wonder if inside said tent is magic sponge and can of spray that they brought it over from European soccer, applied the magic sponge and the can of spray.
Well, you got to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, and he's back on the field. Yeah, there's nothing scary in seeing. Well, there is.
And it looks like Glasgow wanted to get back out there, too.
Yes, he did.
But
yes,
he did not. He stayed on the sidelines the rest of the way.
And they didn't miss
Colon,
a beat.
No, Tristan Colon did a great job, and Owusika did a great job. That was indeed a Hank Fraley game.
Something else was going well, didn't turn out great. There's not a lot to nitpick about, but there's something there. I was like, damn it. We'll get to that today at 11:02. Lions roll Washington 44-22, Philly next on Sunday night. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.